Are you thinking about implementing your own smart home? Not sure of what you want to control or how to start? Do you want your smart home to respond to your voice like it does in the movies or television? Well, you found the right podcast, Tech Bytes with Ron Netter. As a best-selling author, speaker, and YouTuber, he will help you explore the different options available. And now, here's your host, Ron.
Hi, this is Ron Netter, and welcome to another edition of Tech Bytes with Ron Netter. This time, like the title slide says, we're going to show you how to do Stream Deck and IFTTT, if I can just get everything switched right. Still getting used to the new setup. So we're going to leverage what we've already had before, and that's the Stream Deck Mini. I'm starting to look very serious. I happen to get the big Stream Deck, and this one may remain for my videos because I've got quite a few videos planned using this Corsair or Elgato, whoever's owning them at this point. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with that. So what we're going to do is we're going to shift on over here and show you what's involved in getting this up and running. So what we're going to go through and do is we are going to do using the webhooks, and there's two different ways we're going to do this. So we'll go over here to New Applet, and we'll look for webhooks. Now, the first time I'm going to show you just using how to toggle the light. So if you're using a Stream Deck MIDI and real estate is at a premium, then we'll name it a little bit different. So we'll do Create Trigger. We're going to call it LifeX Chair. And then I've already got LifeX set up. So if you don't have LifeX on here, you will have to connect the two services together. So you can see it's got toggle lights on and off. So at this point, it's dining room for me, and we're just going to leave it at that. And it comes back, and we're pretty much ready to go. And like I've talked before, we're going to leave this enabled just so that you've got verification. So, and we know what the name of the event is. It's LifeX underscore chair. So we'll go over here to the other tab, and that's the webhooks. And what we'll do here is LifeX chair. And I've already got my phone handy here, if I can get the screen unlocked. And this is something that you would be a good thing to do. And let's, I got out of the wrong screens here. Okay, something to do is always make sure before you do any integrations like this that you have the latest control app from that company and that you have your bulbs updated. Now, the versions of LifeX that the bulbs I've got are getting a little long in the tooth, so they have been updated recently, but I do check periodically. So make sure you do that. So let's switch back over to this page, and what we'll go through and do now is we'll test it. Okay, problem triggering the event. Well, there's nothing there. So we'll try again here. LifeX underscore chair. And it's a good thing you saw that error, because occasionally errors, well, okay, so it says event has been triggered. And we should have the bulb up here in just a moment. Okay, let's try it one more time here because it, okay, event has been triggered. Okay, and then basically here, I'm going to shift back over so that you can see this. I'm going to have to work out a better way to shift cameras. So, you know, that one little icon went on. So if we go back, then it will toggle back and forth. Now that we've seen how to do that, let's go ahead and take it to the next step. So let's go here and we will just copy that entire line. We're going to need to have that one. So I'll do copy on that. I'll go down here into the Stream Deck software. And what we'll do is we'll go over here just like we've done before. And we will go down here into system and we'll grab website. Now we'll do move it right over there and we'll just call it chair. Now for the URL, we will just paste that in there and make sure you click access in background. And I've already got the icon that I got a hold of for LifeX. So we'll just go here and add it in like that. And so now what you're seeing here is exactly what you can now see on Stream Deck. So I've already got that icon in place. And if we tap that, and actually I'm going to switch back over to the other screen. So when we tap that, you don't see anything there. But if we go back to the app, then you see it's gone back and forth. So we'll tap it here. And we should see the state change here in just a couple of seconds. Okay, see you there, it did. And there it's off. So as our folks in Britain say, and well, I'll say the phrase because it may come out wrong. But anyway, so that's what you can do to if you're trying to minimize button space. So let's go ahead and we will go over here and we will now go back to, let me scroll up here a little bit and go back to my applets and we'll select new applets. Now we're going to do just the single function to where it either turns it on or turns it off. So we'll do webhooks and receive web request and we'll call it LifeX on. And you can name these anything you want to, but make sure you do it something that's going to make sense. And or you can always look it up if you forget what you've done. So we'll do turn lights on. And we'll go down here and select living room. And see, you can do things like when it knows about the bulb, you can select candlelight. It's, you know, you've got all sorts of options here. And we'll create action. And it'll do it when it's ready. Okay, and there we go. So now we go over here to the documentation page. And you can see by the link at the top of the screen. I mean, I've got this in the show notes. So we've got event triggered. And the app just showed me that it's on. So now what we'll do is while we've got that one, actually, no, we have to recopy this now because we've got a different trigger name in there. So we'll go into here. We will go configure Stream Deck and we will drag website over and we will call this chair on and we'll paste that in access and background. And like we've done before, just to make it look nice, we'll bring the icon in. Now, before we have finished there, we need to go back and now we need to create a corresponding event to turn the chair off. So we'll go to new applet, if this, and we'll call it webhook and receive web event and we'll go LifeX off. And you don't have to do it in all caps. I'm just trying to make this easier to find. And then we will go LifeX and turn lights off and living room. And you can change the fade out variation. So it's pretty much whatever is going to be the easiest for you. And we'll say finish and LifeX off. So now we go over here and LifeX off. And I've got my trusty smartphone to the side here and we'll click test it. It says event's been triggered and the lights went off according to the control app. So now one last piece of the puzzle here and we will copy this. We will go into Stream Deck. We will drag another website icon over and we'll call this chair. If I can spell here. Chair off and we'll paste the URL in access in background set from file and there we go. So now let's go ahead and do some more testing here and I'll switch back to the main camera so you can see at this point we've got this all set. So now we will first turn the chair on, and I'll bring the phone up here. So chair on. Well, let me get the, okay, so there. Now you can see that. And then we'll go to chair off. Okay, maybe I didn't, probably didn't press it full. Chair off. Okay, now it's, oh, I bet I didn't do something. Now let's go look over here, and I will bet you LifeX off, and let's go to configure Stream Deck. Okay, LifeX off. Okay, well, sometimes, and let me try one more press here without things being up on the screen, because that could have interfered with things. And okay, it's just having one of those hair days. Now, if you want to move, say you want to move these to a different screen, then would you just go down here to Edit Profiles, and you can just click plus, and we'll call this, we'll just double click in here, and we'll call it LifeX. And we'll close the screen back out. So what we can do here is we can then right click, move to folder. We didn't want it to go into the default profile, did we? No, we didn't. Okay. Okay. Well, let's go up here. Oh, we didn't want to move to folder. That was the problem. Okay. What we wanted to go do here is, let's find out where I went and, okay. Well, because I went and did, okay, never mind. Here's what we'll do here is we'll do copy, and we can go to LifeX and paste. We'll go back to the default one. And at that point, there's not a moving to folder. It didn't do what I thought it would. So we can just delete it here. So yes, we were sure we want to delete. And we'll do the same thing over here. If we move to folder, then we don't want to do, let's see what it moved to folder do. Oh, we're not going to go there. This is the way I know how to do it. Oh yeah. We'll just do it this way. This just makes more sense. Copy. And then go to LifeX and then paste. So you can see basically what has to happen. So really it's pretty straightforward. I tried to give you the different options that were there. Drug this one a little bit longer than normal, but I think you will feel it was worth the process. There's always going to be variations in these. And if you saw like what happened earlier, that it wasn't, didn't seem like it was triggering, that's where you go into the app. Does it trigger from the app? And just backstep out in terms of troubleshooting. So really, again, this is another good addition to the Stream Deck Mini. And it's very easy to set up. It takes more time to find some of the icons you'd like to use than it will be to get things up and running. So I hope you got a lot of enjoyment out of this. It's really going to be very easy to do a lot of this, but we'll go through all the devices I've got, and as I get more, then we'll just keep working on those. Appreciate everybody looking at the videos I've been doing, subscribing to the channels, and liking the videos when you've gotten something out of it. If you don't, I understand, because you won't get something maybe out of every video, but I'm just trying to have things so that you can get as much from them you can and save having to do a lot of the research. So I'll be back here again in a little while with another video. Thank you for watching the channel. Thank you for subscribing. And we'll see you in the next video. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Tech Bytes with Ron Nutter podcast. If you know someone who's interested in creating their own smart home, please share this show with them. Please subscribe on iTunes or Google Podcasts and leave us a review. Have questions? Contact Ron at questions@techbyteswithronnutter.com. He looks forward to sharing more incredible insights on the next episode.